you comment about the experience of the world we experience is all conditional based on our previous conditions. So how can we be possible to reach the world beyond our experience?
Well, in a way, beyond is also prior to. Talking about insight meditation, that's really what that's about, is the word beyond tends to mean sort of off in the distance, but in a way the beyond is sort of the quality of the heart that's closest. So that getting beyond the world of experience is training the heart, like in this very moment, to know, oh, here is the feeling of the body sitting in a chair, the sight of the sala here at Amravati with the people gathered together, the sound of my voice, the choice of words coming together. So the mind that knows all of that in the sensory field, it doesn't have to be limited by that or identified with the words that I'm speaking, even as they're being spoken. The word beyond, you can also use prior, P-R-I-O-R, that it's where experience is not being given a place to land, like in that dialogue of the Buddha with Kevada, where long and short and coarse and fine and pure and impure find no footing. So when we talk about the beyond, it can seem like something far away, but it's in a way closer to us than we are to our own personality. So this quality, this knowing quality of the heart, in a way, that's what is beyond the world. It's where the world ends. And then when the Buddha said to Rohitasa, it's impossible to reach the end of the world by walking, but I tell you, unless you reach the end of the world, you won't reach the end of dukkha. So where does the world end? It ends in this awareness. The end of the world is here, there. You know. I would say when we reflect on where the world ends, it ends in awareness, because it's in awareness that knows the empty nature of the world. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching are patterns of consciousness arising and passing away. So the world ends not by exploding or the four elements evaporating. And that's not the end of the world. But the solidity, the substantiality of the world ends in awakened awareness.